We'll learn about dial dancing in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the week of July 22nd, this is the Rain Report, the weekly podcast of the Radio Amateur Information Network. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR.
I call the book Dial Dancing, and the subtitle is Tales of the Fascinating, Fabulous, Frequency-Hopping, Wavelength-Walking, Power-Punching, Ionosphere-Scorching, Ditting and Dying, Digital Dabbling, and Glorious Globe-Spanning, Wide and Wonderful World of Amateur Radio.
That's the voice of Don Keith, N4KC, a prolific writer of 34 fictional and non-fictional books on some of his favorite subjects, such as World War II, ham radio, and more. Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, caught up with this energetic communicator on Skype.
Don, you're the author of 34 books, a rather impressive number. And the newest book coming out as a paperback, as we go to press here, is called Dial Dancing.
You make me feel tired talking about those 34 books. It's a lot of keyboard time. I generally joke, especially at ham fests, as I'm standing behind a table full of books, about these are books I wrote while I was resting. But I guess I'd rather be prolific than good. I've been fortunate enough to have quite a few short stories that relate to ham radio, and these are all fictional, for the most part, anyway. I've had them published either in my previous books or in various websites, and the idea occurred to me to pull some of those together, some of the better ones, in my opinion, and to add some new ones for which I had ideas, and put them all into a single book. And as I editing and putting them together and writing the new stories, it occurred to me that something that would express the joy of ham radio might be a good title, so I called the book Dial Dancing, and the subtitle is Tales of the Fascinating, Fabulous, Frequency-Hopping, Wavelength-Walking, Power-Punching, Ionosphere-Scorching, Ditting and Dying, Digital Dabbling, and Glorious Globe-Spanning, Wide and Wonderful World of Amateur Radio. I wanted to come up with something that would sort of express the serendipity of being in this wonderful hobby that you and I share.
Well, were they stories or articles that you wrote about ham radio?
Well, I've written quite a few articles, too. I'm kind of a nut on antennas, and I've found that putting up an antenna is a stumbling block to a lot of new hams or would-be hams. Other technical articles, just some funny articles, trying to find some humor in the hobby. But each one of these is actually a fictional story with characters where I have those characters put on display, some of the different aspects of the hobby, good and bad, by the way, and have them overcome those. Any good story has to have a hero. It has to have a villain. It's got to have a quest. It's got to have a wrap-up where the problems are solved and a moral at the end. And each one of these stories, I hope, has that. Nine stories.
The hams that are portrayed in this book fictitiously, are they all male?
Absolutely not. Nor are they all gray-haired, old, fat males, by the way, which, you know, we get a bad rap in this hobby for everybody being gray-haired and old and white males, and that seems to be the case if you go to a ham fest, but I think we have to remember that this hobby really grew dramatically during the baby boom generation, and I don't know if you've noticed, Hap, but a lot of baby boomers are getting old and gray-headed, so it would stand to reason that the demographic is getting older. But that doesn't mean that I'm convinced that young folks can't find a spot and the same satisfaction we all have in our hobby. I think exactly the opposite is the case. We just have to evangelize a little better to them, and that's one of the things I hope to do in this book. Several of the characters are younger. We have several key female characters in there, too, because another thing I've noticed is a lot more female voices on the airwaves.
Did you write this book to target hams that have been around for a while but maybe aren't active anymore, or are you targeting the non-ham public?
My intention with Dial Dancing is to target three basic groups. One is people who are just interested in the hobby, but they keep hearing it's no longer valid, it's no longer relevant, that the cell phone, social media, and other distractions are taking away from the hobby. I think that's absolutely false, and I point out several reasons why not in the book. I'm also targeting it at people who may be fairly new to the hobby, and they just don't know where to go. What's the next big thing? And by the way, my previous book, Get on the Air Now, specifically addresses some of the roadblocks, perceived or otherwise, that they might encounter in the hobby. But for dial dancing, that third target group are older hams, people who have been around for a while who may not have thought about all the other various aspects of the hobby. Plus, it gives them a little ammunition to go out and evangelize to people who might have an interest in our hobby. We know ham radio is not for everybody as much as we would like to think it is. I just want to make sure that every potential customer out there is exposed to what the hobby really is and what it offers so they can make that determination and hopefully come join us.
Do you have more difficulty peddling, if I may use that term, a ham radio-oriented book than a non-ham oriented book?
The truth is, it's much more difficult to get any sort of book out there these days. Like all media, the publishing industry has changed dramatically, actually, since we started this conversation. All media is evolving so rapidly, thanks to the internet, social media, and all the other things that are going on out there. So it's more and more difficult to pull a book together, to get a big publisher interested in it, and even the big publishing houses themselves are wrestling with how things are going.
You're in the midst of our first excerpt from a conversation Rains Hapali, KC9RP, had with Don Keith, N4KC, author of a new ham radio book, Dial Dancing. We'll resume this peek into the world of writing and publishing in a moment. This is The Rain Report, available 24/7 on therainreport.com and on iTunes. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
My own philosophy is if you have a book that is targeted at a specific audience, and if you're able to get the book out there and make them aware of it, you have a much better chance of being successful. I write a lot about World War II history, about submarines, about NASCAR racing, about college athletics and football. I write fiction and nonfiction. So I'm casting my bread on a lot of different waters, and sometimes those waters are very troubled, but I'm still convinced if you write a good story, and to me a good story is any time you take an average person, you put that person in an unusual situation, and you allow that person to do something remarkable, you have all the elements of a good story. And that's exactly what I did with Dial Dancing. That's exactly what I did with my latest World War II book, which is called The Indestructible Man. It's the story of a World War II Navy man who was the executive officer on the USS Yorktown. And he did heroic things at the Battle of the Coral Sea and the Battle of Midway. He was actually the last man off Yorktown just before she sank at Midway. He went on to be the skipper of the USS Ticonderoga, an aircraft carrier that was hit and heavily damaged by two kamikaze aircraft. But it's such a great story. Again, of a typical man put in an unusual situation who did some truly remarkable and brave things. There you got it, all the elements of a story, just like each one of the stories in Dial Dancing about ham radio. But each one of them are a little more narrowly focused than your typical best-selling novel or best-selling nonfiction book.
Do you feel that it's still a good way to go to get a book in the bookstores as opposed to selling it on the internet?
When I talk about how the publishing industry and all media have changed, I think a prime example is how books are published and marketed anymore. A lot of us remember when there was a huge national bookstore chain called Borders. Where are they today? We can remember when there were record stores, Sam Goody's and Musicland and other big record stores. Where are they today? The internet and the ability to purchase something over the internet at a less of a price, even if you have to wait a day or two for them to arrive, or with ebooks, you can download it immediately, has completely turned upside down the whole paradigm of the publishing industry. And there are a lot of ways to get books in print anymore. To me, still, the best way is through the traditional big publishers because they can still get books into Barnes & Noble and Books A Million and the other big book chains, and they do have salespeople that will take them around to other bookstores that still exist. But it's also possible for authors to use some of the print-on-demand services. or to publish books directly to in ebook form, the big websites like Amazon or even the Barnes & Noble and so forth. So a lot more options for authors, but it all goes back to, does the author have the ability or the desire to do the marketing that you talk about? And marketing is a huge part of it. Of course, to me, marketing is more than just advertising. Marketing is designing the product, targeting that product, having a good concept of what the target audience is, who's going to enjoy and benefit from this book, putting a cover on it, pricing the book, making sure it's available through all available sources, making sure it's available in every ebook format, in a print edition, in an audio book, and all that sort of thing. That's all marketing, even down to how much does the thing cost.
Do we still call it a paperback book? Or there a
traditional paper edition?
But it's not, because it's not the little paperback. Isn't that the traditional one?
Well, the traditional paper edition, because most people don't know the difference between a mass market paperback and a trade paperback. It's the larger format, traditional paper is typically what we say. No, it's not a hardback, but it is a traditional paper book. It's a paper book as opposed to an ebook. But this one's available in all those formats too, for Nook and for Kindle and for PDF and for Sony Reader and for Adobe Digital Editions and all the various places you can read a book.
And that concludes our first of two excerpts from a conversation Rains Hapali, KC9RP, conducted with Don Keith, N4KC, author of Dial Dancing, his 34th publication being released as the Rain Report goes to press. We'll delve more into the little publicized world of book writing and publishing in a digital world next time. The Rain Report is copyright 1990. 2017 Rain. All rights are reserved. Now for all our published and unpublished listeners, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com, and on iTunes. Keep on hamming!